I'll tell you, the first time that I saw this gentleman speak at a corporate event, I don't know if he just overdone it on the Red Bulls or what, but I think I picked up like every third word he was saying because he was so excited and so passionate about it, and I'm taking notes and I'm trying to decipher what he's saying because he's going a million miles an hour. But I have the same problem when I run into someone from Magna. So the good news for you guys is we have him here in our own marketplace. We have him for the next couple of hours to share with you exactly what he did to build the business. We're talking 2,000 new associates his first year, 6,000 the second year. The gentleman is absolutely passionate about this business, and it's just my huge honor and privilege to bring up to the stage again Mr. K.O. Come, Philibon. How do you?
All right. Having fun so far? You guys ready? All right. Great. Congratulations to all those player clubs. And I'm going to be talking a lot about player club because I totally 100% sold in player club. And so I can't wait to do that. Congratulations to how many people, any guests that decided to come on board our company this morning? Any guests this morning? All right. Congratulations. Give them a hand, guys. Woo! You know, my whole life I've been, let's go back. I'm going to talk about a little bit about my background a little bit. I didn't get a chance to talk a little bit about my background, and I just want to share with you a little bit. I think once you, I can come out and lay a plan. Let's say, here's a plan to make $1 million a year with Legal Shield. And I can whip that out in like maybe 5 minutes. I sit down, want a sheet of paper, here, to get there. But I don't think that's what it's going to take to get there. It's not the how-to, because the how-to you can find out, but I believe that is the why, is the what drive you to go to work. Because, if you don't have that drive, the like I said, I can whip it out right now and we'd be done with it, and I'll be on the plane back home. But if you understand where I came from or why I do the thing I do, and then you understand why is it happening the way it's happening. And I'm just like all of you. I'm just, I go post prospect. I do everything the same. But my background is I came from Laos. I most of you know that from Laos. And 9 years old, we had to escape from Laos. And it was a country. It's a communist country. And that was a while back. I was 9 years old. Didn't know much. I mean, that's the way of life. In a country where there is no justice, no freedom. So we had to escape that night, and we had to cross the border, which is like it's a river, it's the Mekong River. You have to cross over that. And, we tried a couple times, and we didn't make it the first time. But the second time we did, and when you cross over, then you have to go to a refugee camp. It's like a little mini prison that you can, a camp that you go in there and there's guards around, and if you try to escape, they'll shoot you. And then the only way to get out of there is somebody have to sponsor you from the United States or from a different country that they want to bring you back out of there. Then they can, if you don't have a sponsor, then you get sent back to where you came from. And for 2 years, I remember 9 years old, I was in a house. I mean, they put you, they have like a row, like a, imagine like a hallway, a hall of like building, and then you have like a, imagine a bunk bed, but it's like just like a row of, people just sleep on it, and then you have a top row. So in that room, maybe 300-400 people can fit in that room. And I remember, I can still remember the smell of that room. Imagine like, you can smell because you're, 2 years in that place. And they just kind of stick with you. And that's the way of life. For me, 9 years old, you don't know any better. So when my uncle sponsored us to the United States, I came in. They got a little apartment, like a two-bedroom apartment, where my brothers, me. I have three brothers. Me and my brothers are all in one room, and then my sister with my parents. So seven of us. They give us welfare back then. It's like, wow, welfare and go to school. They didn't speak a word of English. And I remember at nighttime, and this is where the place where if you just come to the United States, they put you in a place where the other people just came to the United States to hang out, right? I mean, it's like, I remember me and my sister wake up in the middle of the night and all the cockroaches will come out in the night. There's not tiny little cockroaches. And you have to, like, slowly, because the if you go too far, they're going to scatter away. We take slippers and just, like, me and my sister are waiting. And when it turns on the light, you just start snapping. They're all over the counter, all the stove. They're getting all kinds of stuff. And we just kill them, a lot of them, at nighttime. My parents, I didn't speak a word of English. So I remember the first day I go to school, and I was sitting in class where everybody, the bell rang. I was sitting in class, so scared. Everybody's like talking and laughing. I didn't know what's going on in full English. And I cried. I said, everybody get up. And I was only by myself. I started crying. And the teacher came in and said, it's time for lunch. You have to go to lunch. And I was so scared. And the only thing I want to know, I just want to understand what the heck they're talking about. I just want to understand what people are talking about. And that's the thing. I want to learn English. I want to understand. And I'm still learning after all this time. But I remember, but still, my parents told me that America's land of freedom. There's two reasons people come to the United States is for justice and this freedom, an opportunity and a freedom. That's the reason why people cross over the border to come in, because there's opportunity here. People come from other places, come here. They will fit themselves in a little tiny little boat and float in the water for 30 days just to get to here, United States, because of the opportunity and the freedom they have. And they will risk their lives to come in here. And we are here, And I told my kids the same thing, you have no idea what people want to come to the United States because of what the opportunity we have. So my parents, I didn't know what I wanted to be. I wanted to study electrical engineer because I like to fix stuff up. And I remember during those times, I always like, this is an opportunity, right? They said, this is a land of opportunity, so I've got to find ways. I remember while I was going to college, because I was so looking to different opportunities, want to make money, support my family, want to make sure my parents are taken care of, I went to this seminar, a financial seminar, me and my wife back then, we were just dating back then, and we were sitting in the seminar, and we have a guy came up on the stage and talked really good, and really I go, oh my God, man, that guy's good. For half an hour, he was talking and pitch out a business, and at the end, I go, man, that's a good business. This is what I've been looking for. And after they're done, you want a business? Go out there, $500. This is 15 years ago, $500. And I was called Sven. I have a credit card on me, so I went, this is going to be it. This is a business. I went there, $500 on my credit card. And we were excited, this is it. Go back down, sit down. And then the next session come up, there's another guy came up, nice suit and tie, and pitched another business. Like, oh my God, that is also a good business too. At the end, I couldn't wait. I went back and thin line again. It's not a $500 to buy a business in the box. That's $1,000 spent. So my wife has to go back to, my girlfriend, my wife now, has to go back to school. And I go, honey, let me see another session, see what they have after lunch. So I sit there. And then another guy came up, did the same thing, and go, oh my God, I can't believe this is so much great opportunity here. Went back again, $1,500 that day spent on business, three businesses I bought in a box. And I was like, one of these is going to make me rich. Okay, which one? Back then, I said, naive. I was young back then, but because I want to find, I want looking at opportunities so bad that I was doing $1,500 on a credit card that, money I don't have. But of course, none of those worked out. But I didn't regret it one bit. I learned a lot from, along the way, I got into, even before I didn't even graduate from college because, I have like a couple more classes to go, but an opportunity came up where I have to go in and run a restaurant and buy a restaurant. So I took over the restaurant for 3 years straight. I was working that restaurant. And I was I was there like all day long, 7 days straight for 3 years working. And I average out, I make less than minimum wage working. Less than minimum wage working. But I was my own boss. I was happy. And my kid actually grew up, Maddie, my older daughter, actually grew up in the back of the restaurant because we couldn't afford to go out and hire a babysitter. Or So after 3 years, where all my friends were going to weddings, all the fun stuff, I got stuck working. Because I want to provide for my family. I want to do whatever I can, and along the way, I start getting to trading stocks. I know I remember pulling out some money and start trading, day trading stocks, make a lot of money in stock, and lost a lot of money in trading stocks. I remember I have $20,000 I started out with, and made it to about, in 9 months, I made it to about $250,000. And I was like on top of the world, and I go, I set a mark, I'm going to convert that $250,000 to $1 million, then I'm out, and all I have to do is, I remember back then when the, I don't know if you guys remember the .com back then, and I bet my money on this E-Trade company, and it was swinging 10 points a day, 10 points up, 10 points down. All I have to do is, it goes up 5 points, I would make $1 million, I would be out. Back then. But it went the opposite direction. It was an option. So it went, instead of going up 5 points, it went down 8 points. I lost all Cormina in 1 month. Gone. Just all gone. At that point, I couldn't move for a whole month. And I was like devastated. Like, oh my God, but there's something in me, because I read that book, Think and Grow Rich, back then. You know what kept me? It was a hope. It was a hope that 5 years from now, I'll be a better person. 5 years from now, I'll make it all back. 5 years from now, I'll be, I just picture myself 5 years from now, and I'm in a better position. Then I kind of took that and kind of woke myself back out. After all that, one lesson is a big, it's a cost a lot. One lesson I learned is that there is no get-rich-quick deal out there. And I got it fast, I lost it fast. There's no such thing. So from then on, that's a $250,000 lesson. There's no such thing as a get-rich scheme. I don't care what people tell you. I don't care what they say out there. There's no such thing. Everything comes with hard work. So, and I get into the staffing agency business, start building a staffing agency. Did that for a little bit. Didn't work out. Never gave up. Went into the insurance business. Did that for about 3 years. That worked out a little bit, but not, but I learned so much from building business on there. And then when I, at that point that I went to the mortgage business, it was kind of merged right in, and interest rate was dropping down. So I kind of make a switch, open up my own mortgage broker. And then when they found out, I opened up my own mortgage broker and say, hey, you can't do that. You can either give up what you have and go to your company, or you can close your company down and go with this. So I decided, I want to go on my own. So I gave up all my license, like security license, my life insurance license, my health insurance license, and went to the mortgage business. That was 2002. And from the 2002, I started building my mortgage company. And for six, seven years, I built it from one loan officer and myself sitting on the floor. And I didn't know what I do. I don't know how to process a loan, but I just went at it. I was just so... went at it, because I want so bad. I went at it and I learned it along the way. I didn't know much. I didn't know how the process would work, but I found a way to do it. And for 6 years, make great money in the mortgage business. And then, I think my best year was about $500,000 I made in the mortgage business. And it was January 2008. That's what I was talking about. January 2008. That's when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And back then, the mortgage was like start coming down. I see a sign already, and I was sitting there and saw the membership, and I was gonna go to restaurant business. I'm gonna go and do my restaurant. That's what I know. I'm gonna go to a restaurant. I'm gonna do a fast food restaurant, and I'm in a Thai fast food restaurant. I'm going to franchise across the country. That was my plan. I came out with a $206,000 plan. I'm going to build this restaurant up and then spend another $250,000 working on the system and then use the system and go from there. So about $500,000 I was planning to spend on that, right? And then Legal Shield kind of messed it all up. And then when I got paid, I remember sending my, I wrote up my first referral. I got a check for $50.91. Check for $50.91. I go, wow, this thing works. I was so excited about that $50.91. I remember I closed a deal at $6,000. I just made $6,000 on one deal that I closed, and I was showing this $50 check to all my employees. I was running around, and they thought, well, this guy been smoking, he's crazy because he got excited on this $50.91. But it was not the check. It was not the amount. But it was the future that if that can happen, because I love the mission. I refer it out. I was going to give it away anyway. But so when I know I can make money on it, it become like it be click. A light bulb start clicking in my head. And then that's when I call up Mr. Leiter and say, hey, and I sit down him. I need you to explain this comp plan to me. And I want to be upfront with you. If I cannot see myself make $500,000 doing this, I don't want to touch this business because I'm going to spend $500,000 doing this. I cannot see myself doing that. I don't want to touch this. I need you to tell me and show me the comp plan. I want to see, make sure this is what, so I set, because I'm a math guy, so I start looking at the numbers and find out. And that was right on the border. That's when I was like, oh, okay, this is how it is. And that's when it's like making a plan. So that's one thing that, a couple of different things that trigger, I mean, people see that I come in, like my first year, I build up, and make a $100,000 my first 12 months. See the 17 years of spending and working, and it seemed like an overnight success, but it was not an overnight success, okay? I paid the price just like everybody else. I just wanted so bad. I was looking so many different things. I don't care what go through, whatever I need to go through. So when I hit that, that's when I start building and go from there. And I'll show you a little bit here. So that's one of the things that I do the research of the company. I look at the company, make the company solid. Okay, that's very important for me because if I'm going to spend the next 5 years of my life building something, I want to make sure it's still going to be here for me. And as you all know, our company is solid. We just got a bunch of money injected in, come in and just got bought out and all that crazy. And they're going to do some really cool stuff coming up here. You're going to find out. So the company is very important to me. But the membership is so important to me. Because I don't think I'm just go out there and sell a membership. I don't think it's just, I'm thinking deeper because, see, I was so mad when I found out they charged me. Remember, I showed you the letter earlier, 2600. I think I have it on here. This right here. I was so mad when they did that to me. I was like mad, like couldn't believe. I was pissed. I'm not sorry. I'm saying, but this is how I felt. That I was mad. How the heck is it? I would never use an attorney again. I would never. That was 2004. But things happen for a reason. If that hasn't happened to me, in 2008 when they come in and show the presentation, I would not have seen the opportunity. I would not have seen because they said that that's like a bad thing that happened to me. But at that time, it feels like something bad. It's like something happened in your life. You feel like that's a bad thing that happened to you. I can't believe I got ripped off and all this stuff. But if that would happen, it's like a $2,000 price that I paid, so that way I can see the opportunity when it show up in 2008 and January 31st. And that's when I got, there was not a doubt in my mind, no brainer. Because why? Because I know how much they charged me. If I never got charged that, I would have doubted. I would have said, well, I don't know, right? I would have said, well. But because I know how much they charged me, that was... And if they can do that to me, that means they can do that to many of people out there. Right? If they can do that, that makes me... So, in my mind, I was burning up and start. Yes, I found out. Now, I need to make money for my family. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I need to go out there and correct an injustice that's out there right now. It was a crusade. It's not just going out and sell a membership. Yes, I know I need to sell a membership, but I'm on a crusade to correct the injustice. It's a cost. That's why I can't stand some of those stuff out there coming out and say, oh, come and sell this. I'm not passionate about that. I'm passionate about cost because why? Because where I came from, there was no freedom because there was no justice. And the only way to get freedom is through justice. And I keep thinking back in my mind, go, you know what? That's what I do. And that's just besides the money, of course, but you have to have a cost. Because if you don't have a cost, it's just like the lady who who had her child was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver, right? She was mad. She's like, man, come to me. And she formed an organization called what? Mad Mother Agents, right? Now it become a huge one. Well, it just started out from a cost. It was a cost. People, you know, what? And see, I don't think she got paid for that when she started, but it was a cost. It is a cost. That's why you join Legal Shield. It's not just go out there and sell membership, make money, but it's a cost. It's a way to revolutionize the way legal system is being, justice is being served in this country, our country here. So, between the money, now I need to make money, and between the cost I can stand behind and get a good company to stand behind, right? So, and that's one of the things that, see, this right here is not something about, it has to be inside you that you have to feel so passionate about inside you, and then nobody can deny you. When you talk and people feel it, right? They can feel your passion when you talk. Because why? Because it's coming deep down. It's not just an artificial passion where, just out there to make another buck, right? People can see you. You can lie to people a couple of times. You can lie to people. You sit down and talk with people, and you can fake. If you're good, you can fake it one time, two times, but they will catch on to you. Is this guy for real? And if you see people with a dollar sign, they will see right through you too. So. And that was, you know, one of the, so a couple of different things. It's not just like one thing. What's your secret? Yes, no, it's not. It's a combination of different things along the way in your life, how you live your life. And, you know, of course, this is why I do the business. My children. I want to be able to provide a platform. I came, the platform that I was on, so by the time I pass, I want to leave a legacy for my kid that, you know what, instead of using the platform, I'm going to bring you up to here so you have a better start than me. Okay? That's me. I want my kid to be, I start grooming them now. I start grooming them to take over my spot. I'm start grooming to be a leader, and this is what I do for you. My kid. All up for my kids. This is them, you know, they don't know any better right now, but, you know, they will. I'm going to take them back to where I came from, and I'm going to, you know, but they're having fun right now. They get more of the stuff. I keep telling them all the time. And when I, there's another picture of a flying kite in Oregon. But, you know, when I get tired, and when I go out there and I get tired and people say no to you, sometimes you get, right? You can even know how passionate you are, you go out there, say no to you one time, second time, and your energy levels start going down. And when I get tired after like 8, 9, 10 hours of work, I come home and, you know, I carry this, my son wrote this for me. And sometimes when after that, all that hard work, and you're just like, oh, it's just like, now I know why I'm doing this. It just makes you feel like, that's him right there. So, can you imagine, it's something, sometimes you think it's all about money. Sometimes you think it's about money, but, did I do something? Sometimes I think it's about money, but it's not just about the money. It's what are you willing to go out there and do for your family, and what you go out there and do. And that's right there, it's priceless for me. To be able to be home with my kid and saw them draw the picture and take them to school and stuff like that. And it just makes so much difference to me. So with all that, so now, and another thing is that, you know, sometimes, like I said, yes, you can come here and make money, but sometimes I feel like I want to be somebody. I just want to be somebody. I don't want to be another floating generality, right? I want to be somebody. I want one of these days, maybe my kids, when they talk with their friends, and maybe I walk in the room and they say, I want him to stop and talk to the friend and go, "That's my dad. I'm proud. That's my dad right there." That's what something, you know, that right there is worth $1 million to me. When they have that, you have your kids look up to you, or have your parents say, you know, especially in my culture, like in the Asian culture, to have your parents like look like talk among, you know, they always do that. They always talk among their friends and my son is doing this. They have a Bible lesson. They have this. They have that. Right? I want my parents to be proud of me, so they can, you know, they can have the right to brag about me. I mean, that's for me. That's like $1 million. That's a driving force for me. People don't see that, but that's a driving force for me. So in many combinations of things, that's what your why. I mean, that's what your why is. People think, yeah, it's like, yeah, look like this guy's all about money, but no, it's more than that. That's just a little part of it. So it's a combination of different things you add up together and become a person who you are. It will get, and that will determine your why, how strong you are. See, that's what is, you have to really get it out today and understand why are you doing this business. I'm going to show you in like a couple slides how to make $1 million in here. But that's not going to do it for you. It's not going to do it for you. At the end of the day, you have to dig deep down inside your heart and say, what is it going to make for me to go work after I get no, say no? After, you know, and you have to have that passion inside you. This is my check I was telling you about. My first check. I started in January 30th, 2008. $229 to send me a check. $50.91. I go, don't deposit my account, don't worry. I want you to send me the actual check because I need to believe. It's an I believe check. And they did. They sent it to me. I made a copy of it. $50. I was excited about that check. Very excited. And once I have all that in line, after I study the comp plan, and I go, okay, what do I need to do? What am I going to do? So I start looking around. Okay, I want to make $500,000 to $1 million a year. What do I need to do? I mean, you can dream anyway. You can set a goal anyway. Might as well set a big goal. It's in your head, right? You can set a small goal or you can set a big goal. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't take any more thinking. So might as well set a big goal. There's magic in when you set a big goal. And I go, okay, if you know, I'm gonna make $1 million in this legal show. I don't know anything yet. I don't know. I studied comp plan. I don't know. I'm gonna make $1 million back then. What do I need to do to make $1 million? So I start looking around the company. I start looking around, and I noticed two people stood up. It was Mr. Dave Svola and Mr. Brian Kreiler. And I go, well, what level are they at? And I start go, what level are they at to make that kind of money? And it was like a diamond executive director position. There's other people who make $1 million too, but it was a okay, well, then that's where I need to go. I need to go to a diamond executive director. I don't remember. I don't know anything at that point. So I just thought, you know, okay, that's what I need. So how do I get there? So I started playing that in my head. How do I get there? So I have a plan, right? You got to have a plan. Because now I have my goal. This is where I'm going. I'm going to have a plan. They can have some kind of plan. So I drew out this picture. I found out that to be a diamond executive director, and that's why I show the convention, I have to be an ED, executive director first. Well, by the way, congratulations was Deanne, right? Deanne, right? Congratulations, executive directors. Before you become a diamond executive director, you have to know how to be executive director, right? So all I have to do is become executive director. I have to find 11 people that I can build. Become executive director, I have to find 11 people that I can show this how it is. Deanne, if you can, you know how to become an executive director. You can now find 11 people that you work with dedicated. It's not going to be easy, of course. But you can teach them now what you just learned. Because you've been through it. You know, been written through it. So now, if you can teach 11 people, it might take some time to learn to build to this, right? But to make $1 million is easy, is it? It's not easy. Many people don't even make $1 million. Even some of the CEO of many major corporations don't make $1 million a year. So if this is what it takes, so I can find 11 people to make $1 million, okay, that's fine. But then I go back then, I go, well, so what if there was an executive director? If I'm going to be build 11 executive director, I'm going to have to be executive director first. So, this is what executive director. So I start breaking it down. ago. Executive director, I need to have directors below me, and then they have to have some kind of production. Of course, the volume, like right now it's 50 membership, but you have to be a director with a director below you. But what's so new, I didn't even know what a director is. So I go, okay, I need to be executive director, but I don't know what a director is. Okay, obviously I have to be a director, so I broke it out one more time. A director is nothing more than a manager. Three managers. With 300, right now with our comp plan, it's 300 membership. And then three managers below you, boom, you're the director. If you can teach somebody to become director, then that means you can be executive director. If you can teach somebody to become executive director, now you have the ability to teach some other people to be executive director. But I have to find out what a manager first before I can go, right? Because, you know, how many managers we have in the room? Can you raise your hand, managers? All right, congratulations. Let's give them a hand, guys. Managers. If you're a manager, you now have the formula to get to director. All you have to teach three people to become manager like you, then you get a director. And the director has the formula now to go to executive director. Executive director has the formula to go to platinum, and so on and so forth. I told you, it's not the know-how. I can show you right now, this is the how. But it's not the how. It's the why you're going to do this. Because manager is nothing more than senior associate, three senior associates. And three senior associates is nothing more than associates, fast start qualifiers. Three associates become senior associates. Three senior associates become manager. And then here's the basic building block of this business, which is the associate, fast start qualifier. When you have fast start qualified, you just planted a seed that will multiply, that will, you have the ability now, all you have, if you don't know anything else, you just teach people how to fast start qualify, everything else will take care of itself. Everything else will take care of itself. Just master that fast start qualify. There's nothing else, junior associate is just somebody sign up, like a brand new person. You raise your hand if you're brand new to sign up this morning. You know what's your name, ma'am? Jody. Jody, you are now a junior associate. If you can't find three people, you will just do, you become an associate. And then after you become associate, you teach those three people you bring in to become associate like you, you're going to be senior associate. If you teach those three senior associates, you're going to be a manager. If you treat those three managers, you get a director, and from director to executive director, and to a diamond executive director. It's a process. It's not an overnight get rich fast, but it's a process you go through. Now, let's say you have 100,000. Let's just think big for 1 minute with me, okay? Let's think big a little bit. Let's say you make, that's $1 million a year. Diamond executive director, $1 million a year, right? That means, let's just throw out some numbers. That's like $100,000 a month coming into your account, okay? $100,000 in the account, wouldn't that pay off your bills a little bit? Right? Pay your bills, right? Do you think I can get you a nice car? A couple of them if you want. Do you think I can get you a nice vacation? Okay? That month, maybe your bills all paid off that month. Let's say you live that month, your deal all gone, right? Wipe out, right? The second month, after you spend that month, another $100,000 come to your account. What are you going to do with that money? The bill is no more bill. No, nice car already. Can you give it to some charity if you want? Can you help the homeless if you want? Can you help some people who's dying in a third world country if you want? Can you maybe help whatever you want to, your heart desire, you can give all that money away, $100,000. The third month, what's going to happen the third month? That's another $100,000 coming in. Maybe now your family can use that money, whatever. And then the fourth month, another $100,000 coming in because you build the business right. Think about that 1 second. People say money is not everything, okay? But money can do good if you do it right. If you're a bad person, money will make you a worse person. But if you're a good person, money will magnify that. You know, I mean, you don't have to come in here and make $1 million. Some of you just be happy with just $5 a month. But I'm telling you, wherever you want to go, we can accommodate you. Wherever you want to go. Everybody's okay? All right. So, now, to, now you have this plan. How bad do you want to succeed? How bad do you want it? Don't just tell me, oh, I want it bad. No, when you go home after your excitement died down tomorrow, and when you wake up tomorrow and the excitement is gone, will you still want it bad? That's what's going to get you. That's the secret right there. After you get slammed down, after you get down, how bad do you want it? Will you lose sleep for it? Will you forget to eat for it? It has to be like in your gut. I'm going to show you a short video here and how about how bad you want, okay? So let me go ahead and if the audio should be ready, right? Remember, I have to push some button here. Did anybody get the lights?
I must be the greatest! I told the world! I told the God everything! If God sent the kingdom out of your best of money! I told the world! I'm not going to do that.
fired me up every time I watched that video. I remember pain. He said pain is temporary. It can last a minute, maybe an hour, maybe a day, or maybe a year. But eventually it will subside and something else will take its place. I love that. I say it myself all the time. You know, eventually something else will take its place. And at the end of pain is success. And if you're in pain now, I feel for you. I know. Because why? You're on your path to success. So once you have all that, I want this, I want that, I mean, I have to burn the side for it, then I'm gonna start going to build. And that's what I did, build. Let me talk about this for a little bit here. President Lincoln was one of the greatest person in the history of our country. Back when he became president, the country was in turmoil. The country was like, it's about to be split apart, right? During the Civil War, it's about to start. It was 10 days after thinking, it's about to happen. And he's like, he has to go out there and assemble a team of people that can save this country of ours. And can you imagine, you throw in and you have all this stuff going on, the country is splitting apart, not the company, the country, okay? He has to go out there and he's starting to find people, start recruiting people to come in to his organization. So they can help, right, find some talents to come and help build the organization. He found General Winfield Scott. Well, he's pretty old. He's both old then, but he's like, he knows a lot. He's a very, very respectable man. But General Winfield Scott don't want to act, because he needs somebody to act, but he didn't want to act. So he kind of postponed it. I don't know. Let's wait for a better timing. But we don't have better time. The country's falling apart. We don't have time. So since he doesn't act, he went out and find somebody else. Irvin McDowell. And again, impeccable reputation, come in, still no action. Here's a man who tried to build a country, who was going to put a country together, right? And you go through something like that, you find somebody like, damn, this guy's going to do it, look sharp, he looks good. And next month, you don't hear him anymore. Or next day, he doesn't return call anymore, right? Well, it happened to President Lincoln. It can happen to you too, right? You're building his business. Again, he has to go through people. He has to find another general to replace that. And then again, we'll move. I don't know why they don't take action. They just like, oh, I'll wait for the right timing. But what did President Lincoln do? He didn't just sit there and wait, right? Just like our business, people come in and don't do anything. You're going to wait for that person to do something? No, you don't. What do? You go out there and find more. You got to replace the talent, right? Find more. And even Henry Halleck, the general, come in. Man, he know everything. He's like, strategize, all this stuff. Still don't move. At this point, he's mad. I'm going to say that word again. He's mad. President, he's mad. He's going, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to start recruiting more people. And he found more generals to work with him. More generals. Nothing. No work. By the way, this is a book on leadership on Lincoln. I couldn't remember this is Lincoln on leadership, and he's building. This is building an organization, building a country, uniting a country together. Same exact philosophy that we're building up. Same thing, no different. Look at this. And after he was so mad, and he kept searching, kept looking, and finally somebody else came along. General Grant came along. And he is willing to work, and he went out, and he went all out. He will fight. You want fight? We're gonna give you some battle. And he went and fought and won the war, and the Civil War. And how many people ago he went and searched and searched and searched and searched? They asked you, when is the leader gonna come in? Where is the leader gonna come in? You don't know where he's gonna come in. Sometimes it's right there next to you. Sometimes it's below you. It doesn't matter. But he searched. And for 3.5 years, he found General Grant and ended the war. 3.5 years of searching. And here we are today. Greatest country in the whole world. And because President Lincoln didn't give up. He didn't give up. He was building a team. He's building. He didn't give up. And if he gave up, none of us, it might be a totally different country right now. Good thing that he didn't give up, right? So I kind of learned, and I read that book when I was building my mortgage company, by the way. I was building my mortgage company based on that philosophy. So I started building my organization. Same thing. I go, you know, if people ask me, so I went out there. The first person, one of my loan officer, I talked with person that she became one of the first recruit I had. That person, you know, she was already doing good with me in mortgage, and she went out there and built a team, and boom, became executive director really fast, and started bringing more people in. And I started building, and I have another gentleman that worked with me, fell. And along the way, the red dots, like along the way, they became executive directors. Pretty much like, almost like a grant I was looking for, I was searching. So you ask me, like, where's the leader come from? Sometimes I find them right away. Sometimes I have to drill down and find them deep down in my organization. I don't know where it's going to come from. And then another line coming down, you got these guys coming in, I built down. I mean, of course, they have line going down too, but they keep drilling down. That's another line I built over the year. I think the first year I built. And then you have another line from lead me to a person bed in Seattle, Washington, built an end, and another executive director in all in Seattle. And there's no pattern. Couldn't find a pattern. Just like President Lincoln, he went out and searched, looking. I kind of used the same philosophy. I'm going to go out and build this thing, and I will find a leader somewhere down the road. And just like the story I heard Mr. Hall was talking about, and found how she found the end. It's the same thing, right? I mean, there's no, I mean, did you plan all that out? No, you didn't, right? Just, you don't know. Like a team I have in, like this team right here, the second line right there, June, that's why my British Columbia, actually, Canadian money coming in, I don't know where it came from. It came from that line because I built that. I didn't know anybody in British Columbia. Now we have about 300-400 people over there in British Columbia, exploding right now. And then, you know, in this line, Taylor Louis, one of my general, and along the way, look at all these lines he built. Jamie, becoming executive director, all the way and still continue to build down. Where is the lead coming from? Is it secret? Tell me the secret. What is the secret? There is no secret. It's just like, how bad do you want to work at this thing? That is the secret. It's just like the video said. Would you lose sleep for it? Would you go some day without eating for it? Is that how, that's what it's going to take to do that. So, I mean, there's no really a pattern. You just have to go out there and work. I wasn't going to talk about this. I don't have much time here, but I'm gonna talk really fast about this. But maybe some other time I'll share this with you. Recruiting versus building. There's a totally different thing. Okay, recruiting, anybody I think can recruit somebody. Okay, recruiting only takes like maybe an hour, maybe sometimes 2 hours. You talk with somebody, you know, talk about how good it is recruiting. And that takes about an hour. You got to be persistent, calling up, follow up, and consistent about following up. Be aggressive a little bit, have some passion, and have some knowledge, presentation, and know how to persuade people. That's recruiting. It takes like maybe an hour to sign somebody up. People think that's it, it's over, right? No, that's like a 1 day event or 2.5 hour event. Okay, that's recruiting for you. But building is a totally different animal. Recruiting, anybody can recruit. But building is a lifetime investment. You invest in people. You it's like you become your best friend, show them the world, become your best, yeah, but that's building. It's a lifetime investment. Or maybe it's years of investment. You invest in somebody. It's a coaching and teaching. You teach them, you coach them how to be a good person, have a friendship. Now it becomes such as a business anymore, become a friend, become a close friend to you. You get to know their family gets to know you. We go shooting guns together or something like that, right? Riding, what do you call that? The four-wheeler? Is that what it is, right? Go skiing together. And you hiking together. We're talking about, you know, hiking together. That's what I'm talking about. Friendship. People will quit on a business, but they will. It's hard for them to quit on a friendship. It's like when you have a friend, when you have, you know, your friend, it's hard to quit on a friend. They might not want to do the business well, but they're still your friend. And that friendship will keep them in the business. You got to understand that. Sometimes as a leader, you got to understand their problem. You know, understand how they feel. Understand about, it's a human, you got to learn all this stuff. And you got to encourage them. Hey, you can do it. Believe in them. And that's building. That's building part. And caring for them, sacrifice. That's how you have to sacrifice for your people. I know many, so I know the story. All the leaders up front. I know how much sacrifice you make. More than the people know. Trust me, the sacrifice for the team. That's what a leader is. The leader is sacrifice. Caring for them. Sometimes it's not just about money. Maybe some problems. You care for your friend. When you hang around with people, you start caring for that person. You solve a problem for them. Because if you don't come with you perform anymore, that means they lost faith in you. Okay, if people say, "Oh, I have too much problem. I don't want to deal with problem. They'll go away," right? No. When problem come to you, understand that's part of the process, because they believe in you, they respect you. That's why they come to you, and they believe that you can help them solve their problem. Because the moment they don't come to you for problem, guess what? You know what that means? They lost faith in you. They don't think that you can help them out. That's why they have to seek somewhere else. Problem solving, welcoming. And the new associate will have a different problem versus people who start making executive director will have a different problem. And when you go up higher to bronze, executive director, you're going to have a different problem up here. And when you have a ring, you're going to have a bigger problem to deal with. Right, Mr. Hall? There's always problems. It's your ability to solve those problems that will make you the money. Don't avoid problems. Welcome them. Learn how to deal with them. The good thing is that you only have to deal with them a couple times, and then you do, and then you will learn that. It's like if Mr. Hall right now were to give you his organization, for example. Let's say Jody, right? You're brand new. If Mr. Hall right now were to sign his whole organization to you right now, you know what's going to happen to that organization? It's going to go down. Not because you're not good, because you haven't gone through all the problems we've gone through yet. You haven't learned all the personal development we've gone through yet. It will fall right down. But along the way, you will build the same thing. See? And that's the beautiful thing of that. Jim Rohn, my favorite. Jim Rohn said, aim to make $1 million. Not for the $1 million, but for the person that you will become. Aim to make $1 million, not for the $1 million, for the person become. Because you can take away, once you learn how to make $1 million, you can take that $1 million away from you. You will make it back. Because why? You already learned how to make it. Versus somebody who never make, let's say, just to give you an example, right? That's how you learn to make $1 million. But somebody had never learned to make $1 million, and they go buy a lottery ticket, and they won a lottery. They give them $3 million. That guy right there, I feel sorry for him. If he doesn't have a good help, he doesn't have a good CPA behind him, he will, because he's not educated enough to make that money, he will keep spending his money, right? Let's say he will keep spending that money, and then at the end of 2-3 years, he will be broke at a bigger level. Because why? He doesn't never earn that money, and when he spend that money, it's gone. And he will never know how to make it, because why? He didn't earn it in the first place. So, it's not just about the money, but it's the person that you become. And one of the reasons I think is because I make $100,000 the first year is because I already learned how to make $100,000 already. That's why I think, because I come in, and that will happen, you know, for me. All right. Okay. Now let's go. I'm going to touch base a little bit about when you're building an organization. You build with a core group of people that you surround yourself with. Okay. This is a key in business, that, you know, this is the core group that you go have lunch with. Maybe you're going to eat lunch anyway. You call your core guy, "Hey, I'm going to eat lunch here. If you don't eat anything, come be with me." I meet with my core guy once a week. We eat, we talk, and we, you know, joke around. We do stuff together. You know, you just you know, find out what works best for you. So is that core group that you work with? Because then you teach this core group to have their core group together. But you surround yourself with those core group, but then they will have their own core group that you work with, and now your team just kind of expand a little bit. But even though your team starts expanding a little bit, who do you work with? You work with your core people, because that's your core. And once in a while, you of course, you're not going to ignore some of the people, right? If they have a superstar, you can reach out to them. And then those core guys are going to work with their core guy, work together. But who do you work with? And you get a number that you have, like, 125, and you have 620, for example, in your team, and 3,000, and by the time you 15,000 people, can you work with all 15,000 people? You can't. But who you work with? Your core group. You stick with that core group, and you work with that core group, and this core group will teach their core group, and you go from there. So, and that's pretty much you know, what I've been building. I build, I mean, those, what I tell you on the stage right now is not something I read in a book, but this is what I did when I was building my organization. And, you know, just some example. This is my first year in the business. That, you know, I didn't become director until June 2008. And I used the same philosophy. And, you know, September 2008, I have 7 directors. All these, the circle dot up here is all directors. October 2008, I have 12 directors. November, almost a year later, December. In January, 1 year later, I have 27 directors in my organization working. And then July, August 2009, November, December, these all directors. And 2010, September, and all those red ones, those are all executive directors. So I have, you know, a mini explosion, you can say, is momentum. It was all about momentum, was carrying my business. It was momentum, and it was not that good. I was, you know, I'm getting wrong, but the momentum, when you have momentum, oh, if you have momentum, you ride that momentum all the way. I ride it. And you make an average guy like me look good when you ride that momentum. And momentum worked this way. I want you to imagine gunpowder, right? I mean, what's like gunpowder? You put, let's say you take a gunpowder and you put like on the floor right here, and you light a match, what happens? Start burn, right? Burn all the way and just kind of burn out. But you take that same gunpowder, what you do, you pack it up, and you pack it up, and you pack it up, and you pack it, and you put pressure, you pack some more, and become a little dynamite. What happens? You light that dynamite up. Explode, right? Now get that concept, let it explode, right? Now get this. If you were going to do something for 10 years, for example, and you do something for 10 years, right? Let's say you decide to be 10 years and you want to be $100,000 in 10 years, for example. But you take that 10 year and you compress it from 10 year to 9 year to 8 year to 5 year to 4 year to 3 year to 1 year, and you pack this activity into 1 year and you light that fuse. What would happen? That explosion. That explosion is the momentum I was talking about. It's invisible. You can't feel it. It's just like the same gunpowder, but was packed. That's why it explodes. Same thing. You compress time. If you can do something in 1 month, try to do it in one day. It's going to explode. And that explosion will carry your business all the way to whatever. And that's what happened to me. Because the momentum is that, I didn't even know it at that time. I go, wow, y'all, come in. It was just happening. It's like, boom, boom, boom. It's the momentum is carrying. Anybody fell into that momentum, you just get carried away. It's like a big river coming down. You jump in, you can't help but just carry away. It's just like the momentum we have right now in Legal Shield. We are in a very good momentum. And if that momentum starts going, you're going to get carried away. You can't help it. You're going to get carried away because you can't even fight it. Because, you know, you bring people here, they get excited, you come in. You know, that's why. This room right here, the same thing. If you can create momentum in this, you know, in this room right here, you drop somebody in here, they will sign up. Because why? Because it's the excitement. It's a, you know, that's the momentum carrying you. It's an invisible force. It's like a third party that's building. So, all right. I keep it on my tie because I want to miss my flight. I try to push everything in one, okay? But we okay. So, I want to now... I think we, you know, I want you to learn from this, okay? Because three, four years I built, it was all momentum, all the, you know, excitement exploding, right? But I found out a year ago that I was missing one key ingredient. I was missing sustainability. Because I didn't understand this player club thing. I think it's one of the most powerful programs in our business. And I'm going to talk about that. If I would have known this, I think our organization would have been like, rock this thing. I didn't push this until maybe a year ago. That I didn't know, because we just automatically play a club. We didn't have to work for it. We worked for it, but we didn't know. We didn't understand how it worked. We just didn't understand how the player club program worked. But it is the most, I think with this, with the momentum coupled with this player club, this is the key secret, I think, if you can build a momentum and sustain that momentum through this. And I'll tell you how. prayer club is a program. I mean, everybody understand about prayer club, right? It's huge. I saw the article. It's huge. To get prayer club, you can do what? Go out and sell 5 membership, right? You get, that's 5 points, correct? Or you recruit somebody, you get 1 point. And if that person join you, you get a membership, that's 2 points, right? You recruit somebody, they recruit that 1 point, and you get a membership from them, that's 2 points. So one person is 2 points, right? If you get 2 people, how many points is that? 4. If you recruit 3 people, how many? 6. How many prayer club you have to do? 5. Okay. It's a very simple program. It's almost like, how do you get Fast Start qualified again? 1, 2, 3, right? Oh, you got to recruit 3 people. You get, if you Fast Start qualified recruiting 3 people, you get prayer club qualified at the same time. Okay, let's talk about this now. Number one. Okay, so to get prayer club qualified, you have to go out there and recruit 1, 2, 3. Can you do that? Jody, can you do that? Recruit 3 people? Talk to 3 people? Okay. 3 people. 1, 2, 3. 6 points. And then, I don't know if they told you or not, but you know what? There's a reward in Player Club. You get 6 points the first month. And if you do again, 1, 2, 3 again next month, you get paid, of course, on this. You fast qualify, you pay $200. But now, it's like, if you do it again, it's like another $300-$400 part-time basis. The next month, you think you can do it again if you can do the first month? Okay? You know, the reason is that if you keep doing Player Club for 12 months, how much you make? $300, right? $300. So the person you might not, the Player Club, you might not, you don't might not think anything yet, you might get excited, right? The first, get Player Club qualified, and you call the guy up, hey, get Player Club. That's what I call Mark. Mark, hey, you got to get on Player Club. Why is that? Well, because they're going to give you $300. They might even qualify for your trip. And you're going to get $150 in the third month and then $150 in the sixth month. And you know, you got to get on Player Club. Mark goes, yeah, sure. Okay. He didn't even know. He didn't even care. I don't think he even cared at that point. But he's thinking in his mind. But he gets first month. What happened? You got the first month. How many people qualify 1 month for Player Club? Raise your hand. Right? You get excited? You might not excited yet. Okay, I'll tell you. But first month. And then, how many people have clicked up? 2 months. 2 months now. 2 months, right? You excited? Right? You're on track, right? Because what are you aiming for? What are you thinking in your mind right now? Probably like 12 months, you're going to get that $300 check. Yeah, that's my thought too. 2 months, and you call up. Let's say I'll call Mark. Mark's on 2 months. Go, hey, Mark, oh man, you got to get a Player Club, okay? I'm on it. And he got a Player Club. The third month, because you know why you want to get a Player Club? Because the third month, you're going to get $100. He goes, yeah, he's excited. He didn't know he won $300, but he gets excited on $150 because now he's got 3 months in a row. How many people are 3 months in a row? You excited? Right? If you go 3 months in a row, oh man, you can see the light at the tunnel and you might even qualify for the $150. The next step is like, oh man, you know, you go in there and you call him, hey, Mark, you 3 months Player Club qualify now. Let's go for the 6 months. I go, yeah. But now he starts thinking. Now he, when you're on 3 months, you start thinking, man, it's become more clear to you, right? And you go fourth month, your fifth month, and your sixth month coming along, you're looking at the $150, what am I going to spend it on? And you're thinking already, dinner or what, you know, whatever, right? 6 months in. I will call Mark up. At this point, Mark, you probably like, you saw it already, right? You get, man, I'm excited, I'm 6 months in. How many people are 6 months in? Six months in? Or 7 months in? Eight months? At 8 months, I would call Mark. Hey, Mark, man, you're 8 months. I know, I'm 8 months. Before you know, he pick up the phone and go, he's thinking with it. How can I get to the next month? Because right there, it's like right there, $300 in three months. 10th month come in. I pick up the phone. I say, hey, Mark, I know. I'm 10 months. You don't have to call me. I'm on it. I'm looking right now. I'm going to get done. Okay, and you hang up the phone. At 10 months, you think he's going to stop at 10 months? No, because he has $300 coming in his account. He's already looking at the car. He want to, you know, maybe thinking, like, if you want to buy a car, $300 payment, that's not bad, right? You get $300 car payment. You think he's coming on? 10 months, 11 months in, before you pick, he's calling you now. Man, I got to get my Player Club done. I got to get my Player Club done, right? He's going to call you, he's packing. And you go, wow, okay. Who's 12 months in? 11 months? 11 months? I saw somebody 11 months. Raise your hand in 11 months. You excited? You're thinking, what are you thinking right now about the Are you gonna fall? Are you gonna fall back? Or are you gonna? Right? I don't have to. I don't think whoever your upline is, I don't think they have to call you and remind you. Right? You already know. You probably have it on your wall. Or I'm gonna be playing for qualified. Can you imagine that person? 11 months, because the 12 months coming in, he ain't going to miss a play club. At that point, he already received $300. He was driving a car. And we start getting that check for $300. You think he's going to give that car back? He's going to be on that player club. And you're going to go along. He's going to get stronger. And I don't even have to call Mark at this point. He's on player club 13 months. I don't have to call him anymore. He's going to do player club whether I tell you or not. Okay, I'm going, you know, I don't want to lose that month. We got to start over again. And I fell for the end. I was talking about the story. 66 months, that's amazing. And after he fell down, he come back in, right? She still go, that's strong. Because the 24 month coming along, it's that $400. And the third, I'm going to say 24 month. And the third year is $500. Think about that 1 second. $500. I say you just do part-time basis. You are, let's say you are a manager, $175. Let's say you have 5 membership. How much is that? I don't have the math. $800. Plus, let's say 3 years from now, $800 plus $500. You're gonna get that's $1,300, and you might even get the trip for the company. That's another $4,000. Well, yeah, maybe at that point. Can you imagine how solid associate going to be? Very solid, right? Jody, what do you have to do, Jody? You have to do 1, 2, 3. You keep doing 1, 2, 3. If you're working, do your full-time job, do your work. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And you're going to teach this guy right here. Now you master that, you're going to teach this guy, the yellow guy right there, which is the director. He's going to do 1, 2, 3 like you. And he's going to do 1, 2, 3. And all you have to do is keep that guy. You have to keep the 3 guys, but this guy is going to teach those guys 1, 2, 3. And they're all going to be player club qualified with you. And this guy right here, they're all going to be player club with you. Okay? So you sign up 5 membership. That's player club 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's in that line right there, there's 5 people in player club. And if you write 5 membership, let's make it easy. Write 5 membership, how many counters or how many membership is that? 25. 25 membership every single month. Is that a solid 25 membership? It's solid. You know why? That's a 12 months, and that guy ain't going to give up on his player club. It's not because of you. It's because he has his own deal that he has to take up. Each one of these guys have to maintain his player club. And if you can get 25 from here, and the second line is going to be 25, how many is that? 50. 25, 50. What is the qualification for executive director? Does that mean 50? That's executive director. And the other one is another 5. That's 25. That's 75 counters every single month. Solid executive director. Not like hit once and call back. Solid executive directors. You know why? Because each of these guys is based on player club. And can you imagine one unit is strong? Can you imagine you clump a unit together? It's going to be even stronger. You're going to hit executive director and you're not going to fall back. Because it's not because of you, because of your team. It's just like, think about, let's say if you have hair, right? Just pull your hair out. You can break that hair, right? You can break the hair, right? Or rope. It's tying a rope. Sometimes you can break that string. But if you clump a string of two together, what happens? Can you try to break that string, that rope? Can you do it? No. It's going to be strong. It's the same thing right here. You have one player club. It's strong already. Can you imagine you clump 15 of them together? How strong your executive drive is going to be? Powerful, powerful program based on a simple concept. Number 2, you can make a serious income. Here's what I'm talking about. I kind of did a study a little bit. I pull up some paycheck on my yard. This is the average of people who make the career that they make, okay? Surgeon, $185,000 average income. If you become a surgeon, how many years of school you got to go? 12 years. Let's say 12 years. How much money you have to spend on tuition? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Easily, right? And after you graduate, after 12 years, whatever, you graduate, and then you go out there, and then now you might have to do some free work for a little bit, right? Resident, college resident, right? You know, and you don't get paid for maybe another year or so. And then maybe then average out $185,000 after like 15 years of school to make $185,000. Physician, $136,000. Electrical engineer, that's where I would have been, $67,000. After 5 years, spend like $60,000 back then of college. 5 years, $60,000 later, and I can have the potential to make $67,000. And it always amazes to me that people come in here 3 months in the business, how come I don't make $10,000 yet? It doesn't make sense, right? They come in the business, like 3 months later, I don't make $5,000, I quit. It doesn't make any sense. Where this guy go to school, like years and years and years, come out, and maybe an executive chef, a reporter, or landscape architect, $50,000 average. I'm sure there's people make more or less, you know, on that number. But those are average. The point is, the time that you spend in everything you do. Now, here's another statistic. I know it's kind of hard to read this one, but look at this. This is the median income. You spend on a job less, if you are 1 year or less, is average median income is about $42,000. And then it goes up to 1 to 4 years. You spend time on a job for 48, then you might get to about $45,000. At 5 to 9 years spent, then you can come out, maybe the median income is about $56,000. And look at this, 10 to 19 years, you expect to make about $68,000. That means you can spend with a company for 20 years, then you expect median income about $68,000. And then the worst is 20 years or more, then you can have a median of about $75,000. All right? That's how much money is being, you know, out there. That's what you expect. You get to be in a job, fight the politics, stab people in the back, or somebody stab you in the back, to climb that corporate ladders, right? You get to do all that stuff and hang around enough. How many people can stuck with a job now for even 5 years? All right? Let alone 20 years or more. My brother worked for a company for 21 years. After 21, climb up all to the top, and one day, sorry, no more job. Bye-bye, that's done. After 21 years of working. Or you can do this. You want to do this? You can do this. Let me tell you how much money's in this. I calculate it out. Help 15 people in Player Club, and you have... You, executive director, have three directors, or just three directors, right? I calculate all the, you know, personal membership, 252 is 1,000. Override, director, breaker, I don't think I'm going to go into all this, but I'm just telling you the number. I broke it down. Player Club qualified, 300, let's say 12 months later, $300 Player Club qualified. And you get a fast out qualified, another $560 personal bonus, $440. And if you qualify for the trip, that's another $4,000. All expenses paid. Cancun, all expenses paid. That's $79,000. Right. Huh. You mean I can get 15 people, or you want to do this? And maybe after, you know, you can do that, or you can do this. So, amazing, huh? Your team will stick around. You know why your team will stick around? Because the yellow one right there is the director. He will make $31,000 if he stay on Player Club. All he has to do is help four people in Player Club. That's a full-time job right there. Part-time you spend in here. But that's a full-time income, I mean. And that guy will stick around. The yellow guy, all he has to do is make sure this yellow guy become in Player Club. That yellow guy make sure the blue guy become Player Club. And so on and so forth. And let's say you stop right here. Nobody do any more. Nobody recruit anymore. All they do is focus and play on the Player Club. You can still make around that income I show you. Or you want to go to school and go through the corporate world, and 20 years later, you might have a chance to make, you want to spend 20 years or spend the next year or two, build this thing up. Your team production on autopilot, right? Remember, once they go on the 12 year, it's pretty much on autopilot at that point. Yes, you're going to have people who fall back in life, yes, but most of the time, you will have a court, a stake on Player Club. Leverage the company fund. I love this. You can now leverage the company fund. I mean, not leverage, but I'm putting in a sense where, let's say if you start a business today and you go out there, you know what, I'm gonna go out there and have my sales force. That's why I go out and start a business today. I have my sales force of 15 people. Okay? Now, let's say I have to pay them $300 a month because that's the pay card. I have $300 a month. Every single month, I have to pay them and send them on a trip when they qualify. If I were to own my company, that's how much I would have paid out. For the 40 people, it would have been like $4,500 every single month to keep those guys motivated through Player Club out of my own pocket because I'm the corporate and CEO. And if they qualify for the trip, that means I have to spend another $4,000 for them to go on a trip that year. That would have come down to be $114,000 a year that I have to shell out from my own pocket. But you don't have to do that because why? The company will do that for you. They will pay the trip for you. They will pay the Player Club for you. All you have to do is go out there and get these people on Player Club. This is what I mean by leverage company, the funds from the company. And everybody have the same shot. Everybody have the same thing. That's why Player Club is the most powerful program that is underutilized. And that's all I push right now in the organization. Leverage company fund. Part-timer can make a full-time income. Part-timer, your full-time job, you go out there and stay in Player Club, you can actually make pretty good income. Even as a director, you make $31,000 a year. Of just four people in Player Club, five, each person do five memberships, that's it, if you don't recruit anymore. Team leverage. This is like an ED. Many people, like my organization, when it started, everybody do ED run, and it all on them. Like, oh my God, you have to carry the whole 50 counters on your shoulder, which is hard. If I carry 50 counters on my shoulder, I mean, if you carry, let's say I carry 200 pounds on my shoulder, that's going to hurt, right? But let's say I go to Mark, hey Mark, help me carry some of this, you know, can you help me carry this thing? He's going to take some of this load out. And then somebody else is going to take some load out. Two people carry, three people load out. 50 people carry a load is easier. Everybody carries 5 points. Everybody carries 5 points of Player Club. Then 50 is done automatic every single month. You don't have ever to worry about your executive directors. All you have to do is focus on Player Club. Lead by example. Now, if you don't do Player Club, then that means you're not writing business. You're not writing business. If you don't use your skill, you lose that skill. Just like me, I speak loud. My wife is Vietnamese. And I can't speak loud to her, so I don't use it because I barely, you know, my parents, I see her all the time, but so I speak English at home, and all of a sudden my Laotian start to, you know, kind of go away because you don't use it, you lose it. It's like your muscle. I remember I broke my arm, I put a cast on. After I took the cast out, I didn't use it. What happened to your muscle? It weakened, right? I have to go back and do some exercise, and I go come back. And now, once you do this, when you have to go out there and do five membership or recruit, your skill continually improve every single day. You continue. If not, it will keep maintaining your skill sharpness, how you prospect, how to recruit, how to fast out, how far you are right on top of it. Versus somebody do it and don't do it for a year. Can you imagine when we were for a year? You kind of rush it, right? But it will come back to you, but you can do it. But if you do it all the time, maintain all the time. That's why I'm so impressed with people who on Player Club for 100 months or 100 something. Oh man, it's like amazing to watch those. I mean, they are continuously working their business, continue to go out there and make it happen, and they're leading by example. And that's how the best way for leaders to do is lead by example. And imagine if I'm not on Player Club, I would tell my team, hey, you guys could be on Player Club. And they go, what about you? And you become a hypocrite. And you lose credibility, even if you don't know it. You lose credibility. And you can't tell other people to do something you don't do yourself, right? I wouldn't be able to look at my organization in the eye, my team, and the guy, I pull them aside. Hey, man, Player Club is the best thing. They look at me and go, are you on Player Club? No, but don't worry about me, but you just talk about you. How does that look? It doesn't look good on your part. But get yourself on Player Club. Prospecting and recruiting skills improve. I was talking about that. Your skills get, you know, better. you continue to help and expand your business, right? Because why? Let's say at this right here, let's say you just sell membership, right? And you can even just maintain that and just group the producing about 50, 70 counters, you can still make good income. But what if you can expand? Let's say when you recruit now, let's say you recruit 3 people every month to maintain your player club, then you can now, after this guy maintained himself, you can expand now. Let's say you expand to another 6 more people for your player club, and some of those guys get some more, you have about, this is your income is going to be. If you just branch out a little bit more, right? Because you maintain player club and you teach about 6-7 more people in player club, this is what your income is going to be. $108,000. Maintain people in player club, keep on player club, stay on there. That's your ring. So it goes back to how many people can get in player club. You can push people on fast start the first month. So new people fast start qualify, and after you fast start qualify, you can tell, hey, fast start qualify again, right? Well, you can tell them though, you can maintain player club qualify. So new people fast start qualify, old people player club qualify. That's all you have to say. What do I need to do? Player club qualify. What do I need to do? I'm new. You fast start qualify. If Jody will recruit you today, I would say the first thing you do is to fast start qualify. And when you fast out qualify, you'll be automatically into the player club. The next month, I go, what do I do? You're going to maintain player club qualify. What do I do the next month? Maintain player club qualify. And then what do I do? Teach other people to do the same thing you did. And duplication process. And that's the secret of success. And you can build, if you can build executive director on that, don't you think you can build a bronze executive director? If you can build a bronze executive director, you can build a platinum executive director. It takes time, I know. It's not going to be easy. It goes back to what I talked about earlier this morning about your why. Why you want to do it. Then you can, this is the reward you get. Pain is temporary. It can last you a minute, an hour, or a day, or even a year. Or maybe even 10 years. But when you get that check, that's the pain stop. That's where the success begins. But you have to go through this pain. And you're going to have people quit on you along the way. You're going to have people being taken away from you. You're going to have people do all kind of stuff to you. Because that's painful stuff. It's painful, I know. Mr. Hall went through some pain, I know. Some people quit on him, I know. Some people quit on me, I know. But I know that's pain. Because without pain, there will not be success. You cannot just have to say, it's just like winning a lottery. And we've gone back, but I have to go through that pain. Be a player club and help create other people in player club. How do you become a player club again? It's as easy as what? 1, 2, 3. Player club. 1, 2, 3, or so 5 membership. 5 membership. This is in the off. Easy. I like to recruit, that's why I put the recruit number on there. I don't think, you know, I tell my kids, I remember my kids, I don't think, we were just drinking hot chocolate or something like that. You know, my kids like, oh, I want hot chocolate, so we get hot chocolate, you know. I'm just thinking back, oh my God, when I was a kid, the only time I can get to have hot chocolate is when I'm really, really sick. And then my mom would go out there and try to scrape money together and buy hot chocolate for me. So that way I can drink hot chocolate, you know, in the back. Where I came from. And that's like a big deal. When you have hot chocolate, oh, that's a huge deal, okay? Huge deal. And if you get really sick, you might start get some grapes. Like, you will bring some grapes home and go out and buy, you know, spend money and have some grapes. Or even apples, like, unheard of. Apples, like, when you're apple, like, you're rich. People can only eat apple. And over here, my kids, like, they have iPod, they have a phone now. My daughter's got a phone, and they're like, oh my God, you know, I mean, that's why I go, I'm going to take you back to where I came from. You're going to learn about all this stuff. I don't think we appreciate what we got. Sometimes you don't appreciate what we got. And it's hard because, you know, when you don't until you appreciate, and then you will know how good you have it. I'm going to show you a short video here, and we'll close out. I mean, like 5-minute video here. I'm going to see, and by the end of the video, you're going to feel like, man, I have it so good here. I can't believe I let that stuff bother me. I can't believe I let this stuff bother me. So let me go ahead and share this with you.
You are the way. And this story
tough it is, the stuff we go through, but that's true story out there. That's real life people out there. People are dying out there every single day. Here we are complaining about, oh, this person say no to us. Oh, this person say no to me. When you put that in perspective, you still have like a much better opportunity. We have a great opportunity here. We have a great chance to go out there and work. Can you imagine if you provide the same kind of opportunity to these guys? You think they'll be like all over it. You know, whatever you want. I don't know what you want. Maybe you go home tonight and feel like, what do I really want? What do I really want to want out of this business? What do I really want? What am I? So you find out what's in your heart. What do you want? You find out what you and you have a deep down in your gut and know what you want. And when you have that, and when you have that passion inside you, when you've gone through what you've gone through, and somebody comes say no to you, it's just like, don't let that, it's just like a bounce off of you. You know? Somebody say no, and if you're not insulating yourself, or if you're not understand how good you have it, it will kill you inside. So I hope that my training today, I hope what I share with you, help build your business into bigger place, better place. I'm just a privilege and honor to be up here and talk to you and share my story. I want to thank Mr. Hall and all the great leaders in SCABI for bringing me up here and share my story with you. And I hope that today you go out, leave today, and have a game plan for yourself, for your family. And let's rock this thing. 2012 is your year. Okay? All right, with that, you guys, thank you so much. Cut the plane.
We really, really, really appreciate Mr. Campilovong being here today, and we didn't have time to take you around and show you the whole state, but we got a nice little coffee table book for you. And then passed it around during the training and left it at the tool table back there. And so some of the associates got to put some words. I think by the end of that, you probably go, man, I probably would have written a little bit more in there after just seeing his training and stuff like that. But we want you to take this back, show your kids how much we appreciate your time. And I can tell you guys what a huge leader this man is. There's always the story behind the story that you never ever hear. And Thursday, actually it was Wednesday night, right in the middle of the training, for those of you that were here at Legal Shield University, while we were showing the animated clip, I got a text from Mr. Campilovong saying, call me right now. And so I stepped out in the hallway and I gave him a phone call. And I'm not going to go through the whole story of what's gone on in his life. I don't have permission to, but I can tell you that this last week was probably one of the toughest weeks he's ever had in his life. And basically he said, Dave, I don't think I can come to Utah, and shared with me what's gone on. And so much so that, Darnell Self called him. Brian Carruthers called him.
Even Rip Mason, our CEO, was on the phone with this gentleman out of care for him and his family and what had happened. And in spite of all of that, he still got on a plane and made it here. And he had a lot of reason not to come, and was cheerful and happy, and none of you ever even saw the other side of what's going on. But I want him to know how thankful we are that you made it back.
Love you, man. There you go. He's got a guy on the show. Let's not form a line set.
Hi, there you go. Okay, buddy. Okay. Oh.
All right. Man, that film's a tough thing to follow. I feel like I need to go home and make sure I ain't throwing away food that could save someone's life. I feel bad seeing those little children, seeing the opportunity that we have here in America, and to think that, oh man, you know, someone said no. Oh man, you know, I had a bad week in the business or something happened. We are just so stinking blessed here with this business. And it only gets better. I mean, to look at the list of the people coming in. When we said last month, we have Mr. Kemp Philavong. I know there are a lot of you that were just like, Kemp what? You didn't know the person, but I can tell you, we look long and hard of what we feel the market needs as we invite people. There's a lot of people out there that just they're millionaires in the company and ring earners, and they're not on the list of people that we're currently inviting because we have it log jammed for like the next 6 months with people that we go, we need someone that can really hit on this subject or this thing, and we've got them just locked up one after another, and we brought in a lot of males back to back to back. Are you ready for a female? I know Mr. Ryan Burns was out in the Bay Area this last week working with this lady, a dear, dear friend of mine, just a six-figure ring earner, again with the business, drives a very, very nice red Mercedes convertible. But one of the most down-to-earth, fun women that you've ever seen. And she has an incredible story, and I can't wait for her to get here and share it with you. We have none other than Ms. Kai Deering coming next month. And I realize she's in the Profiles of Success book, if you want to read her story and stuff. And if you don't know who she is, that's fine, because you didn't know who K.O. Kemp Philavong was either. But I can tell you, fabulous, fabulous individual. In fact, you guys know the deal that we're going to give you today for the tickets. You can get a ticket for next month's event, and I strongly encourage you to at least do that. Or you can get five for the price of four today. And I tell you, after last month, I had one of the people in the room come up to me and say, oh, Dave, thanks for promoting KO so good. My team didn't know who KO was, but I watched three people on my team get five tickets for the price of four. I'm so excited for them to see KO. And then later on that night, I looked at the list of everyone who had gotten five, and I saw that that person wasn't on the list. And I kind of thought, well, that's kind of weird. You knew how good KO was. You were so excited for your team to see KO, but obviously you weren't excited to see KO because you didn't get your five tickets. And one of the things that Mr. Kemp Philavong talked about is leading by example, making sure that, hey, you have your tickets for the event. The reason why Mr. Bell is on my team is because I didn't have a fear of inviting Mr. Jared Scott to drive all the way to California with me, because I had a ticket I needed to get rid of. Now, you may look at that and say that's a selfish motive, but you know what? The fact that he showed up has put thousands and thousands of dollars in her family's bank account this month, because he showed up. I planted a seed that 10, 15 people later changed a family's life. I don't know whose life you're going to change with a seed, but if you don't have the seed, it will never get planted.
I know of numerous examples around the nation where incredible acts of charity and kindness happen every single month, where children are sponsored in orphanages simply because people say, I don't need the car allowance because my cars are paid for. So my car allowance goes to somebody else or a charity or a cause because somebody planted a seed somewhere. And it might not be that person you invite. It might be someone 2, 3, 4, 5 generations deeper than that. But a seed that's never planted never, ever grows. A good example outside of this business is, a couple of years ago, my cousin calls me. Dave, BYU's playing Oklahoma down in Texas. I got us tickets. I'm like, sweet! Got us tickets to the game. Now, the tickets were only about $50 for the tickets. The cost to get there with the hotel and the airfare and the time away from my family and everything else like that was well over $1,000. But the funny thing is, once he said, Dave, I got us tickets to the game, I blocked out everything else in the world. We're going to the game. We got tickets to the game. I figured out the cost and the time and all the other conveniences because I had a ticket to the game. He just called me a few days ago. Dude, BYU's playing Notre Dame in South Bend this year. I got his tickets. I'm like, I'm in. I'm in. We're going. We're going to South Bend. I've been there a couple other times for games. We're going. Funny, Mr. Burns is a big USC fan. If I called you up and said, dude, I got a half a dozen tickets, Johnny Bones Jones, in Vegas. Are you in? Okay, we haven't talked about the hotel, getting down there, getting permission from your wife to go, and all these other things. I only need to say, I got the ticket. It's the least of the expense. But here's what happens when you call your team and say, dude, I got you a ticket to the superstar coming. Whoa, you've got a ticket for me? All of a sudden, they block out that day. They block out the schedule. I got invited to this event. I got a ticket. And it's amazing how powerful that is when all of a sudden 5 people do it, 10 people do it, 20 people do it on your team. And all of a sudden you look out and 20 people on your team have 5 tickets. They're like, yeah. And they start contacting their people and their people and their people. People that want to grow their business in 2012, plant the seeds for 2012. Don't be stingy with the generosity that God has blessed this nation with. It is so abundant out there. But you've got to have the seeds. You guys, February 11th, I got your ticket. It's back at the back table. Take 5. We'll see you on February 11th.
Dry your eyes, 'cause better days are sure to come.